Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, November 1st, 2020. Start with trust. Beware of open enrollment scams, by Heather Massey, Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau in the Permian Basin. Open enrollment for Medicare has begun, and open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act, ACA, is close behind, beginning November 1st. BBB Scam Tracker has received dozens of reports of healthcare scams from consumers since September 2020, stating they received calls and recorded messages from scammers claiming they can help you navigate your insurance options. The caller, who may refer to themselves as something like a healthcare benefits advocate, promises they can enroll you in a cheaper, better Medicare program while allowing you to maintain the same services you already have. You simply need to provide personal information such as your Medicare ID number or Social Security number to get started. Other scam tracker reports detail scammers attempting to frighten them into sharing personal information, alleging your Medicare account will be suspended or discontinued if you don't re-enroll. The fake representative can solve the problems if you share your account numbers. As soon as you prepare for open enrollment, use these tips from your Better Business Bureau to stay safe. Be cautious with unsolicited callers. Medicare and ACA representatives won't contact you over the phone, email, or in person unless you are already enrolled in their program. Be especially suspicious of threatening calls that require immediate action or payment. Keep your information private. Never share your health insurance plan information, government numbers, or banking information with someone you don't know or unsolicited callers. Giving this information to untrustworthy sources can make you vulnerable for identity theft. Check official websites. If you are unsure about a caller or your enrollment status, hang up the phone and visit Medicare.gov or healthcare.gov to enroll or re-enroll in a health plan. If you need further assistance, find the agency's phone number on their official site and contact them directly. For more open enrollment tips, visit us at bbb.org. Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020. Another Texas election is already on the horizon, by Ross Ramsey of Texas Tribune. The players are talking about it, so we might as well talk about it. The 2022 Texas elections are already underway. Asked about his interest in running for Attorney General, George P. Bush, the land commissioner and the bearer of the strongest family name in Texas politics, said through an aide that he will keep all options open. And that's all it takes. That is not a no. What it is, as if they needed it, is a signal to anyone else thinking about a 2022 run for statewide office that they need to get ready. This is an unseemly conversation, what with the 2020 election climaxing today, but it's not an unusual one. It's the political season. Almost everything that can be done about the current election, at least in terms of strategy, has been done. All that's left is the voting. But the political people are fired up, thinking about the meaning of current events, about what effect today might have on their own careers and ambitions. Texas lawmakers' thoughts are already turning to the legislative session that will begin in January. For other politicos, thoughts have drifted to the next election and to dreams of higher office. The biggest offices in Texas are on the 2022 ballot, along with the Attorney General, Governor, Lieutenant Governor, Comptroller, Land Commissioner, Agriculture Commissioner, and a seat on the Railroad Commission. Former Galveston Mayor Joe Jaworski, a Democrat and lawyer who wants to be Attorney General, already has a website up and running, just like the people on the ballot this week. He won't be alone for long. After the general election, there will be a frenzy of political fundraising. Newly elected candidates will replenish their campaign accounts in advance of end-of-year deadlines. A large campaign account is often enough to spook future competitors about the strength of a candidate. Some will be raising late train money, contributions from donors and political action committees that either didn't take part in a 2020 race or that were on the wrong side and want to make amends. Elected state officials have even less time to raise money. To contain the occurrence or appearance of bribery, legislators and state office holders aren't allowed to raise campaign money during a legislative session for 30 days before one begins or 20 days after one ends. Instead of a December 31st year end, they're looking at a December 12th deadline for the reports they'll file in January. And office holders' mid-year reports after the session, when campaigns try to show early financial strength for the race ahead, will only reflect money they were able to raise during the last 10 days of June. That fundraising blackout doesn't restrict candidates who aren't in office, people like Jaworski. And it doesn't prevent non-judicial candidates, whether they're in office or not, from declaring their interest in a race, spending money to get organized or win attention, or any of the other things you'd normally associate with an election campaign. The Attorney General's office is getting the early attention. Attorney General Ken Paxton was indicted on securities fraud charges more than 5 years ago and still hasn't been tried. And his actions related to a real estate investor and political donor, brought to light in a whistleblower letter from seven of the top attorneys in his office, have added to the trouble. Paxton looks weak at the moment, and the political buzzards have noticed. Most of the top statewide offices in Texas will be on the 2022 ballot, and most of the current occupants are in their second terms. Just like their predecessors from both parties, the officials lower on the career ladder would like to move up. They're alert to signs that the governor, the lieutenant governor, or any of the others might be ready to move on or might be unable to hold on. Like everyone else, they'll watch today's election and decipher the results, what it means for the state, for the legislative session, for issues they care about, and for the shape of competition ahead. Many Texans, many Americans, are tired of politics after a long, hard season of it. But some of the players are already gearing up for the next election.
Hi, this is Jack. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Sunday, November 1st, 2020. The opinion page. Our view. Residents have opportunity to make a better Midland. If there is one word that captures this time right now for Midlanders, it is opportunity. While many of us focus on the negative, what's not going our way, opportunity continues to show itself. Today, we take a pretty optimistic point of view that shows what lies in front of our community and how Midlanders indeed control the community's destiny. There are two pretty significant issues on the ballot for Midlanders: education and energy. And in both cases, that speaks to opportunity for voters. Energy. Joe Biden made it clear that his Democratic Party will limit hydraulic fracturing across the U.S. He also said that a Biden administration will speed up this country's dependence on oil. Midlanders have the opportunity to vote for president, but their votes likely are to be more impactful when it comes to the U.S. Senate race between incumbent John Cornyn and M.J. Hager, whose campaign webpage does not indicate any support for the oil industry in Texas, but shows aggressive environmental and climate change-related goals. More rural areas like Midland County will have to carry Cornyn to victory, just like 2 years ago in the Senate race between Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke. The state's larger cities will lean Democratic, but that really isn't in dispute. What was the case with Cruz, will conservative areas like Midland be able to carry Cornyn to victory? The opportunity is there. Education. There are four Midland ISD races on the ballot. Here's what that means. Voters have the opportunity to determine what direction this board will take. If you read the Reporter Telegram's coverage and checked out the Reporter Telegram's Facebook forums on districts 1, 2, 4, and 7, it is clear there are stark differences between candidates. This election will factor into deciding leadership. If you like this board's direction over the last few months, there are candidates who will continue. If you think that a shakeup is needed, the opportunity is there. Either way, Midlanders control the destiny of the school district. Staying on education, Midlanders have the opportunity to hire a new superintendent. I can't think of a more significant step when it comes to the future success of the district. Residents have opportunities to provide feedback. A Reporter Telegram Facebook forum is planned about the search, and the new leader will be selected by trustees, elected by voters. The opportunity is significant, and as stated earlier, Midlanders are in full control of the process. COVID-19. This community must reverse the course of the latest COVID-19 spike. The statistics don't lie about the impact it has had on our hospital. Midlanders, please listen to the words of leaders like Russell Myers and Patrick Payton, who agree that Midland can be open for business and we can still look after our fellow Midlanders and ourselves. Please practice what they are preaching: wearing a mask, social distancing, good hygiene, and avoiding crowded areas. COVID-19 is no longer an us versus them issue. Those who want to continue down that road of conflict have agendas that they believe take precedent over the health of Texans. But the reality is, Midlanders are in full control of the type of life possible in the community by taking responsibility for their own actions. It's an opportunity to do better. It's another opportunity for a better Midland. Editor Stuart Doreen. Letters to the Editor. Midland ISD. Districts 1, 2, 4. Board needs trustees who prioritize improved academics. I have had the pleasure of getting to know Rachel Davis, Steve Vargas, and Michael Booker for the past few months. I can say confidently that each one of these individuals would be a wonderful representative of their district for MISD School Board. They possess a level of integrity, honesty, and compassion that I believe our district would benefit from. We need representatives who will prioritize improving our academics, supporting our teachers, and communicating with their constituents in an honest and truly transparent manner. Rachel, Steve, and Michael will do just that. Each one of them has a history of serving their community in various ways that make a positive impact. I believe that our community could begin to establish their trust in our Board of Trustees, who will take the time to communicate input and listen to their concerns, not just lead from a distance and make decisions without community input. Please vote for Rachel Davis for District 2, Steve Vargas for District 4, and Michael Booker for District 1. They are representatives who will listen to you, support our teachers, and make your children a priority. Kristen Vasquez, District 1. Booker will be a voice for his district. I am the parent of a kindergartner and a local business owner. I am saddened by the condition of our school district and genuinely concerned that I'm doing my child a disservice by sending her to Midland ISD. I'm excited to see that one of my former classmates has decided to step up and take on this challenge. Michael Booker is a man of great integrity, and I know that he will be a voice for his district. He will fight to make a positive difference. I greatly appreciate the work that the current board has done, but I think it's time to let our generation take over and let our seasoned generations step back and mentor us. Hannah Carrasco. Booker wants to make a difference in children's lives. Michael Booker is an honorable man who wants to make a difference in the lives of children. He is involved in numerous activities in an effort to reach these young kids. Michael grew up in a similar situation as some of these children, and he's excited to make a difference. His energy and drive are what we need in District 1. It's time for his generation to step up and take the reins. We need fresh faces and a new perspective. I feel excited to see his dedication to young lives carry over to the board. He has voiced his concern for the teachers and students. He wants to make sure our staffs and our kids are safe and our teachers have all the tools they need to make our children successful and functional in society. He wants to make sure our tax dollars are being spent wisely. He wants to support teachers so they will feel every ounce of value that they are. His face will be a familiar one in the schools because he will be in communication with teachers and staff regularly. Michael Booker is the best candidate for District 1. He has my vote. Austin Booker. Booker displays leadership, dedication, integrity. On November 3rd, the people of District 1 will have the opportunity to elect Michael Booker on the MISD school board. I believe the change is needed, and it can be started by electing him for that district. I have known Michael for a very long time, and through the years have become close friends. I had the pleasure of working with him at the Midland County Sheriff's Office in Jail Division. The leadership, dedication, honor, courage, commitment, and integrity that he showed to Midland County was one of the best. I know Michael will be a great school board member. He is a genuine Christian family man and cares about all the kids and their future. If we cared for and spent time with their kids as much as Michael, we would not have the societal problems we have today. In today's world, we need someone like Michael sitting in that seat representing MISD. If you, District 1, want someone on the school board who will listen and help better the education of our students, please consider Michael Booker for District 1 School Board Trustees. Adam Hilliard, Midland County Sheriff's Office Jail Captain. Booker will ensure MISD meets educational goals. Our public education system is on a tumultuous path and requires strong leadership. We need individuals who understand the importance of listening to and communicating effectively with those on the front lines of education. We need someone who will work to ensure we are meeting our educational goals and demanding accountability for when we do not. We need someone who will be an advocate for the change District 1 needs and deserves. A vote for Michael Booker is a vote for the change we need. I am proud to support his campaign for the school board. He has made it known his main interest is getting results. He is willing to sit at the table with all educational stakeholders, regardless of any differences of opinion, to ensure the focus remains where it should be, on the students. He served this nation admirably as a U.S. Marine, and I am confident his devotion to service will translate directly to his work on the school board. He is a friend, he is a leader we can trust with the future of our youth. He has my full support. I encourage the residents of District 1 to vote for Michael Booker. Brandon Batch. Booker wants all students to be successful. I have known Michael Booker and his family for almost 7 years. Michael Booker is a family man who worries about the best education for his kids. I've had the privilege to work with his lovely wife, so I can talk from experience. This family loves Midland, our schools, and concerns themselves about the education of our kids. Mr. Booker also served our country in the United States Marines, so I know he has what it takes to serve our community on the Board of Trustees. I feel confident that Michael Booker will listen to teachers, parents, and students' concerns. He will plan and come up with solutions that are fitting for all kids. We need someone to bring new ideas, and I feel extraordinarily strong that Mr. Booker will do a great job. He will stay involved with the schools and engage with the kids. He has a heart for all kids and wants nothing more than to see them be successful. We need someone like Michael on our school board. Let's give Michael Booker the opportunity to lead District 1. For better education, transparency, and to improve the culture of our schools. Lucy Cisnega Hoyos. District 2. Davis will provide for positive change. Since I've known Rachel, she has been a beacon of strength and bravery in the face of adversity, obstacles, and challenges. Rachel's continued persistence to speak the truth without pretense for what she feels is right is one of her genuine strengths. Her unfiltered perspective often allows for authentic discussions on what needs to be done and how it can be accomplished. When Rachel wanted a skeet shooting event that would raise money for children in need, she organized, scheduled, delegated, and structured the event with great success. Her excitement and zest for life, along with her love for children, give Rachel an unmatched ability to provide ongoing positive change in the lives of young people. It is with the utmost sincerity when I say that Rachel will be an enormous asset to the MISD school board. Her altruistic convictions, as well as her ability to follow through and not shrink from responsibility, make her an excellent choice. for this particular reason position, please vote for Rachel Davis for MISD School Board District 2, Nicole Sutherland. Davis will be driving force behind demands of MISD. I met Rachel Davis as a new kindergartner mom, ready to start her role as a volunteer in our school. Rachel quickly began volunteering on the PTA at Scarborough Elementary. She has two students schooled by MISD and claims the 800-plus students at Scarborough Elementary as hers as well. She has been a driving force behind student programs and empowering teachers in the classroom. Rachel understands that to create change, she needs to be a working part of the change. She has great communication skills. She is able to relate to the diverse group of parents at Scarborough while serving on the PTA. She took parent requests for after-school programs as a springboard to start Little Wrangler basketball program during the spring semester of 2018. By using this natural skill, she would be able to represent parents well. She would be an asset to Midland ISD School Board. She will be a driving force behind the action at Scarborough, which would relate well to the demands of MISD as a district. Please vote for Rachel Davis for MISD School Board Trustee, District 2, Amanda Finley. Davis is passionate for serving children. I have known Rachel Davis since summer of 2018. She reached out to me looking for help for some children from the Permian Basin who had been burned. As a former Shriners Hospital for Children's patient, she knew the Shriners could help. After visiting with her several times, I invited her to join Daughters of the Nile. Since joining, Rachel has worked promoting our cause. She has served as an officer in Zephyrin Temple No. 100 for 2 years. She and her daughter collected crayons, coloring books, etc. for the Shriners Hospital in Galveston. Rachel organized a clay shoot to benefit the Daughters of the Nile Foundation. She has helped with other projects of the temple. She has spoken at several events about her experiences at the Shriners Hospital, where she was a patient for about 14 years. Rachel is patient about serving the needs of children. She put her heart into whatever cause that she commits herself. Please vote for Rachel Davis for District 2, Laura Hall. Davis listens, understands before making decisions. It's my pleasure to recommend Rachel Davis for the school board. She has provided me counsel on countless subjects regarding family, schools for my kids, and life in general. Our relationship is one of collaboration and understanding, which allows us to take different perspectives before making decisions. This likely will serve Rachel well in her capacity on the school board, as she is able to compassionately listen and understand before offering help. Rachel's compassion and understanding result in her taking ownership in problem solving. She always takes a vested personal interest in solving the issue and following up to ensure that everything is better in the end. She is loyal, and her convictions of right and wrong are always evident. Her courage of conviction and standards that she holds for people she loves is always clear. I know Rachel has no problem speaking her mind, and she holds those closest to her accountable for their actions. Without a doubt, I confidently recommend Rachel to join our school board. As a dedicated and knowledgeable woman and all-around great person, I know she will be a beneficial addition to the school board. Chris Smith. Student safety is Davis's top priority. I've known Rachel Davis since 2018. She was a parent on the Midland ISD campus where I work. Rachel will always do what is best interest for our kids and support campus staff. She will advocate for the individual needs of a student and will support educators and voice her concerns without fear of rebuttal. The safety of MISD students is one of her top priorities. She served as a local PTA vice president for 2 years. She coordinated a very profitable clay shoot for the benefit of MISD students and began an after-school basketball program on our campus so that students would not be home alone while parents worked. When was the time we had a mom on the school board who knows what drop-off and pick-up struggles look like? Rachel is willing to put in the work to experience various campus cultures and provide transparent feedback on how to improve each student's social, emotional, and academic experiences. She will listen to your concerns and empathize with your situation. Rachel will help families problem solve and let your voice be heard. Please vote for Rachel Davis for District 2. Davis is persistent and a go-getter. I'm a detective sergeant for the Midland Police Department. I met Rachel at a PTA function. She was part of the school PTA and was very focused on making school education a priority. She is vocal to the needs of the students. Rachel would help create ideas for the organization and at times request law enforcement to assist in having police officers talk to the students. She would help facilitate functions for the students to interact with the community police. Rachel is a go-getter and persistent in helping the students at the school and assisting Scarber staff members if needed. She has a positive attitude and outgoing personality. She has organized raffles to buy items for the school functions. She is also a representative for Shriners Organization, where she assists in helping children who need specialized medical care. I believe that she would be an excellent candidate for Midland ISD School Board. She is constantly looking for alternatives on how to make MISD grow with more parent involvement. She would has great organizational skills to make good, sound decisions. She is detail-oriented, effective, and committed to getting the job done. Vote for Rachel Davis for District 2. Lorenzo Dominguez. Davis identifies needs, helps fulfill them. I am writing to share my support for Rachel Davis. I am currently a teacher at Bunch Elementary. I met Rachel 2 years ago when I taught at Scarber. Rachel has 2 children who attend MISD and is a Scarber PTA member. But her commitment to MISD goes far beyond the interests of her children. She cares deeply about the quality of education and social-emotional development for all students and has advocated fairly and passionately for students, families, and teachers. Rachel has built relationships with teachers and students at all grade levels. She was able to identify students' needs and made it possible to eliminate humiliation, promote learning, and offer hope by providing basic hygiene products to students in need. She identified the need for after-school activities for students and organized Little Wrangler basketball program. Rachel is a wonderful parent and active volunteer in the public school community. It's a privilege to have seen some of the amazing opportunities she has given to students, families, and teachers these past 2 years. I know her to be an excellent listener and observer who fully considers options before making important decisions. Vote Rachel Davis for District 2. Sally Dominguez. District 4. Vargas is honest, straightforward. I met Steve Vargas, his wife Faith, a few years ago when I was a coach for Base and CrossFit, and I was immediately impressed with this family. Steve is honest and has the integrity we need to see in people on our school board. I love that he wants things to change and be better and doesn't beat around the bush about it. He's a straightforward, and what you see is what you get. The fact that Steve has a background in military and law enforcement is a huge draw for me because he understands structure and the need for it. He is also just a really great person and an awesome husband and father. He is exactly the type of person we need involved on our school board. He is caring, compassionate, honest, understanding, and wants to listen to your concerns and help find a solution. Vote for Steve Vargas for MISD School Board Trustee, District 4. Ashley Henry. Joyner is homegrown leader, has heart for youth. I am writing on behalf of Katie Wallace Joyner, who is running for MISD District 4 seat. I am a longtime Midlander and have known Katie and her family since she was a young girl. Our family's friendship goes back several generations, and I am grateful for her willingness to run. She will be an excellent and effective board member. She has been very involved in our church, First Presbyterian, for over a decade. She has dedicated her time and love to the youth of FPC and teenagers from all over Midland as a young life leader. It is through this rich relationship of young life that 3 of my granddaughters experienced Katie's heart for youth and her eagerness to serve the children in our community. Katie is a homegrown leadership we need for MISD, and I encourage everyone to vote for Katie Wallace Joyner, District 4. Carol Warren. Vargas wants to do the right thing for kids. I am retired from a management position with federal law enforcement in Midland. I have lived here all my life and was educated in this public school system. I am currently working as a corporate security and compliance officer for a local oil and gas company. I am writing today to show my support for Steve Vargas, a state trooper who I worked with around for 7 years and
a candidate for the District 4 seat. As a former law enforcement manager, I can tell you that Steve is a professional in every sense of the word, but more than that, he is a citizen of this community who cares deeply about education and safekeeping of the children in this area. I would trust Steve Vargas with my life and his profession as a supervisory state trooper, but I would also trust his decision-making and organizational skills, as well as his genuine concern to always do the right thing as it pertains to our kids. Please join me in support of Steve Vargas for District 4. Philip Maxwell. Joyner understands challenges MISD faces. My wife Ronnie and I want to thank Katie Joyner for working so diligently to seek solutions for public education in Midland. Katie and her husband Dave have worked tirelessly to improve our schools. She understands the challenges MISD faces and, when elected, will be a force for change. She is the perfect person for the job. Midland students deserve to have an excellent education. With dedicated teachers and involved parents, Katie will get us there. Please vote for Katie Joyner on November 3rd. Wes Perry. Vargas puts others' interests before his own. Have you ever met someone you knew right off was just a pure, decent human? I have. Steve Vargas is a man of integrity who puts everyone before himself. He always has everyone else's interest before his own. He's willing to make sacrifices just to make others' lives safer and better. And this is the kind of person we need leading and making decisions for our kids in MISD. He is the person who will fight for them to have the right needs met. He will be the voice that speaks up for our kids. I say this with confidence because I see him speak up for his own kids every time it's needed. Steve is not only the right decision for District 4, but he should be the only decision. He is the difference. Please vote for Steve Varner for District 4. Stephanie Hart. Vargas has a caring heart for people. Steve Vargas is what MISD in Midland needs. I've had the privilege of watching this young man grow up through the years. I watched him graduate from high school, get married, and go to serve in our country, joining the Marines. While serving our country, Steve started raising a beautiful family of four beautiful children. They have two special needs kids, along with another daughter and son. Steve has a heart of gold for children. Not only did he serve our country, but he serves our community as a state trooper. He just has a caring heart for serving people and country. Steve and his wife are active in church, and it has been awesome to watch them grow in their walk with God. Steve has watched our MISD schools decline over the last few years, and it has bothered him greatly. My wife Judy and I believe it's time for someone to step up and start listening to the people of Midland and help give our kids the best education possible. Steve is what our board needs, a person who cares and someone who will listen to the people's concerns. Vote for Steve Vargas for District 4. Troy Wilkins. Vargas has a sense of community responsibility. As a teacher who cares deeply about Midland ISD, it is with great hope and a clear vision for where our schools need to go that I ask you to vote for Steve Vargas. Our students, families, and fellow educators are looking for leaders to unite us through a shared vision of high-quality neighborhood schools for every student in Midland. Mr. Vargas is engaged daily in his children's academics and provides no excuses when it comes to accountability. When elected, he will stabilize our schools through consistent and transparent leadership and will be able to make tough decisions in order to expand opportunity for all. For too long, our district has avoided difficult conversations and decisions regarding the needs of our schools. As a former Marine and current DPS trooper, Steve has a vigorous sense of community responsibility that will enable him to be an amazing school board member. Midland residents are fortunate to have Steve Vargas running to represent them on the school board because our students deserve someone who will be a champion for our public schools and get education right for all our students. Allie Newton, Midland College, Place 7. As MC graduate, Carrasco is qualified for the board. Adrian Carrasco is an admirable role model in our community. I can remember he and my father, Larry, talking about how to make Midland better going back 20 years. Volunteering his time to help others has been something that he has demonstrated time and again. As the owner of Pristine Organic Cleaners, I have learned what talent is required to be successful in Midland. Adrian has run a successful oil and gas service-oriented business, and through more than one recession has pulled through well. I can't think of someone more qualified to be on the Midland College Board of Trustees in light of his academic experience as a Midland MC graduate, MC admissions director, and owner of a business in oil and gas. It is all for these reasons that I voted for Adrian Crosco, and I ask you to do the same. Michelle Crosco Corrales. Rainey understands challenges MC students face. Great institutions require great leaders, and that is why I'm supporting Sean Rainey for Midland College Place 7. A wise and engaged leader, Sean knows how important Midland College is to the economic success of our community. He understands that MC must continue to partner with the community while providing innovative learning for its ever-changing students. This critical collaboration will provide the most skilled and knowledgeable workforce available for our region. Sean has served as an adjunct professor at Midland College, and he understands the challenges facing many students today. This year, he was named as Outstanding Volunteer for the Midland Chamber of Commerce. He understands the importance of giving back to his community and is ready to serve on the College Board of Trustees as your Place 7 representative. MC has served this community and its citizens for nearly 50 years. With the right leaders, it will be positioned to provide outstanding education for our residents for many decades to come. Sean is one of those leaders. Please join me in voting for Sean Rainey, Place 7, Bruce Peeler. President, Biden doesn't care about getting New Mexico vote. I will take former Vice President Joe Biden at his word in the last presidential debate that he only plans to ban fracking on federal land. I assume he means land governed under the governance of the Bureau of Land Management. The state of New Mexico already has a $400 million shortfall in their tax revenue for 2020 for the decrease in the oil price since the start of the COVID-19. If Biden bans fracturing, expect that shortfall to keep increasing. New Mexico Democratic legislatures should be happy. This decrease in tax revenue makes it easy to defund the police, fire department, social services, education, etc. Or New Mexico state legislators could simply increase their sales and income tax rates. I suppose this is exactly how California legislators got themselves into the financial bind they currently enjoy. Or the people of New Mexico can make a very pragmatic political decision and vote for President Trump. You shouldn't worry about disappointing Joe Biden by not voting for him. He doesn't care about getting the New Mexico vote. If he did, why would he put an energy proposal on the table that would bankrupt your state? Dale Carr. Other letters. Fly thin blue line flag to support law enforcement. This past weekend, someone crept onto our property and stole the thin blue line flag hanging at our home. It took quite an effort to climb up and remove the pole and all. However, we are not intimidated nor deterred. A new one now flies in its place. Midlanders, join us in supporting our local law enforcement. Fly the flag all over our great city. The thieves cannot steal all our flags, and they will never steal our support. Vicki Busey.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Saturday, October 31st, 2020. Religion. Who Does God Want to Be President? By Billy Holland, minister, chaplain, and author. This year has passed by quickly, and now the election is just a few days away. For those who read this column, I'm sure you have noticed that I rarely talk about politics or social issues. Of course, I have my thoughts like everyone else, but to be honest, I avoid these controversial areas intentionally. My focus is more about the Lord and the Christian life. Nonetheless, I believe we can agree that America needs leaders who are honest and who demonstrate the nature and character of God. We also realize the Almighty has given us a free will to have elections, even if the winners are not His choice. I'm sincerely grateful to live in a country that allows anyone to believe and express whatever they want, but it's important to remember that for the most part, what we hear and read are only someone else's ideas and perceptions. Amid so many voices, it's obvious that no human is wise enough to untangle the mess our world is in. With so much chaos and conflict, who could even understand it? The arguments give me a headache, and the resentment and hostility are beyond anything I have ever seen. Many are convinced they know what is right and wrong about everything, but what are they basing their views on? Much of what we believe comes from what we have been told, and one of the dangers of developing an opinion is not being sure if what we have heard is true. If our information is incorrect, our views are in error. For example, the popular term uninformed voters is a reality, and sadly, we are all in the same boat when it comes to only having bits and pieces of the big picture. Only God can help us discern who is telling the truth and who is being deceptive. Spiritual rebellion opposes divine wisdom, and human arrogance has created a world of distorted interpretations. Psalm 118:8 cuts through the chase and gives us this blunt piece of advice. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. With a dysfunctional political system, the dishonesty of many leaders, and voters filled with contempt, we have a slim chance for peace. As long as there are opinions, there will always be strife and conflicts, as even the early followers of Jesus argued over who he was and why he had come. Today we see that political stress has lured many believers into anger and a subtle hatred, which has caused a distance in their personal relationship with God. So what can we do? 2 Chronicles chapter 7 reminds us of the critical need for repentance. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Instead of trying to change everyone else, let's ask God to help us become the person he has called us to be. It's a good possibility that a portion of what we think is being interpreted through a lens that is dusty and out of focus. Have we considered embracing humility, setting aside our party bias, and sincerely praying that God would reveal the individual he wants us to work to vote for? Can we agree that God knows who would be the best person for the job? And what about unity? Well, with God being absolute truth, the solution to seeing eye to eye would be for everyone to listen and follow our Creator. This would allow us to be on his page with every subject, and we would all be correct. Opinions are relative to the individual, but truth is God's universal standard of right and wrong. I know this is a stretch for the imagination, but Jesus prayed in John chapter 17 that all who believe in him would be one with God, the same as he is one with his Father. You see, spiritual unity is established on our love for God and all people, and the less love we have for others, the less unity we will experience. 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2 encourages us, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. You can read more about the Christian life at BillyHollandMinistries.com.
COVID-19 6-month update to your good health for Tuesday. Dear Dr. Roach, now that we are 6 months into the pandemic, I could use a refresher on what underlying conditions cause people to fare worse when they contract this virus. I have heard that diabetes and high blood pressure are two risk factors. Do those with controlled diabetes and high blood pressure have the same risk as uncontrolled? Dr. Roach writes, diabetes is clearly a risk for developing complications in people who are infected with SARS-CoV-2. the virus that causes COVID-19, it is likely but not definitive that diabetes that has not been well controlled, especially for a long time, is a much greater risk factor than well-controlled diabetes. High blood pressure is also likely a risk factor, and again, those with high blood pressure that was caught early and promptly treated with goals reached are probably less likely to have complications than those with poor control. Other risk factors include any immune system disease or treatment, HIV, cancer, organ transplant, heart or lung disease, chronic kidney disease, sickle cell and obesity. There are many other conditions that probably increase risk. In fact, a majority of older North Americans will have at least one risk factor, which is why we all need to continue to physically distance and wear masks. Readers may write Dr. Keith Roach at P.O. Box 536475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Saturday, October 31st, 2020. To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Train immune system. Do you think I can train my immune system to gradually accept pollen? I hate to take medications due to their side effects. Is there any natural therapy, traditional or natural medication or homeopathy? MK. Answer. In the spring, tree pollens are an abundant source of allergens, while in fall, weed pollens cause misery to those afflicted. Those may be your triggers, but it's only a guess. Finding your specific allergy trigger can help in making a plan for avoiding allergens, although what you have done already is a very good start for most outdoor allergens. Allergies are indeed an effect of a robust immune system that's been activated against what it perceives as an invader. Tamping down the immune system is one effective strategy. Antihistamine drugs work against one part of the cascade. They are helpful for many, but don't seem to be working perfectly well for you. Loratadine, Claritin, has the advantage of not getting into the brain, so it does not cause uneasiness or sleepiness any more than a placebo. It also does not raise blood pressure. It's much more likely that it's the decongestants causing that side effect. Training the immune system to tolerate allergens is the theory behind immunotherapy, where minuscule amounts of what you are allergic to are injected, gradually increasing over time until the immune system learns to tolerate it. Immunotherapy is an effective but slow treatment method. This must be done under trained supervision, since severe allergic reactions can occur. Dear Abby, I am raising my two granddaughters and trying to allow their mother, my daughter, to visit with them. My problem is the entire time she is with us, she stays on her phone or Snapchat. Last weekend, I drove to the place where she resides, and the whole time we were there, she ignored the girls. I have a ton of family and friends who say I'm wrong for allowing her to even see the girls, period. I don't want to be the bad guy when they grow up. Help, Abby. For their good in Ohio. Dear, for their good. Either your daughter doesn't know how to relate to her children, which is why she stays on her cell phone when you bring them to her, or she's not interested in creating a bond since she has offloaded them to you. Talk with your daughter. Tell her that if she isn't prepared to actually spend time with her children, you will stop bringing them. And then follow through. Children aren't stupid. They know when someone is interested in them and when they are being ignored. In the end, you won't be the bad guy in their eyes. Dear Abby, I am writing because I'm sure other grandparents have faced the same issue as I have. I enjoy sending my grandchildren cards with a small check for special occasions or as a reward for doing well in school, etc. My son and daughter-in-law have a reward system set up with my grandson where he receives an allowance for doing his chores, but money deducted if he doesn't. I sent my grandson a small check with his birthday card, but my son informed me that he will be able to keep only $2 of it because he's in the hole for not doing his chores. I feel the check was a gift and should have been kept separate from the rewards program. Who is right, my son or me? Generous Graham in Washington. Dear Graham, I think you are, but since your son and daughter-in-law dictate what goes on under their roof, it doesn't matter what you and I think. The rules are the rules, and your grandson needs to get off his behind and catch up on those chores. Dear Abby, my husband and I are snowbirds and head south for a few sunny months every winter. We rent in an active adults community and enjoy all the clubs and sports. Our problem is the number of relatives and friends who invite themselves down for a free vacation. Unless I specifically call and invite you, I am not interested in spending my vacation, which is costing me a pretty penny, making beds, washing towels, cooking much more elaborate meals than my husband and I usually eat, and ferrying you around to see the sights. Feel free to rent your own place or stay in a hotel wherever you wish, but please do not include us in your plans. Thank you, Abby, for letting me get that off my chest. Answer is no. Dear answer, you are welcome. That's what I'm here for. But you are venting to the wrong person. This is something you should express to each of the friends and relatives who think they can continue to impose upon you. Who can blame them? They thought your silence was consent.
Jacqueline Bigger Stars by Madeline Aslan. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. A baby born today has a sun in Scorpio and a moon in Gemini. Happy birthday for Tuesday, November 3, 2020. Concentrated, enduring, and triumphant, you're a fighter with the stamina to hang in there. This year, you're greatly vindicated, and you succeed beyond your wildest dreams. You also will stop suffering as much. If single, break down the wall between yourself and others and express your feelings more. Then you'll find your mate. If attached, your love connection seems especially karmic and promises happiness in 2021. Cancer is always by your side. Aries, March 21 through April 19. 5 stars. Expect some interesting conversations. New ideas are suggested and business combines gracefully with pleasure. Your energy level is enhanced. Romantic urges are pronounced, and you will express your love. Tonight, natural magic will work quickly to intensify the relationship. Taurus, April 20 through May 20. 4 stars. Imaginative plans increase your income. A hunch, as well as new developments in your field, lead to worthwhile new opportunities. Be careful not to discard memorabilia and keepsakes impulsively. Tonight, tense family situations from the past are resolved. Gemini, May 21 through June 20. 5 stars. Today augurs a fresh start and brings a cycle of higher energy, leading to much accomplishment. Frustrations will melt away. Direct irritation into constructive venues, and the world will be at your feet. Tonight, focus on what you want. Go for close and intimate. Cancer, June 21 through July 22. 4 stars. Consider consequences and options first. Quiet the mind through meditation. Psychic communication with wild creatures will be especially lucid. Your creative talents shine. Use your imagination. A child or new friend inspires you. Tonight, you might just want to luxuriate and take a nap. Leo, July 23 through August 22. 5 stars. Today brings the gift of friendship. Get involved with groups. Cultivate those whom you would enjoy as friends. Politics and community issues can be a catalyst for association. Enjoy life and put plans in motion for future dreams. Tonight, take the night off. Virgo, August 23 through September 22. 4 stars. Today highlights public recognition and your career. Be alert to changes in your field. Very keen competition is present. Dispel confusion by double-checking for precision and accuracy. Be diplomatic during discussions. Tonight, an uncharitable comment made would come back to haunt you. Libra, September 23 through October 22. 5 stars. Your natural cleverness is enhanced. It's a perfect day to begin writing a book, assembling artistic creations, or selecting educational goals. Work incorporating music and art from faraway lands can elevate your spirit. Interactions with a child will be especially happy and comforting. Tonight, relax. Scorpio, October 23 through November 21, 3 stars. Financial obligations relating to others can be resolved. Sincerity is the best way to process and release old resentments. Get in tune with how you really feel and let others know. You overcome competition or other obstacles with aplomb. Tonight, a partner's perspective is grounded. Sagittarius, November 22 through December 21, 5 stars. Cooperation and tolerance are essential today. You'll be aware of the importance of upholding justice and maintaining balance. A deep awareness is present. Your intuition is wonderful. Heed those inner voices, and you'll be guided towards success. Tonight, fun date night. Capricorn, December 22 through January 19, 4 stars. The quiet and cool hours will have a rejuvenating power. A health challenge can be overcome. Adopt a live-and-let-live attitude toward others. Make few demands and seek no favors. Negotiate to avoid conflict. Tonight, an online meeting opens new doors. Aquarius, January 20 through February 18, 4 stars. Today brightens your personal life. Your sense of style and people skills are also excellent. Network. Nurture a promising new relationship. Your artistic talents are in top form. Practice playing an instrument or create a drawing. Tonight, speak your mind. Pisces, February 19 through March 20. 2 stars. There can be some stress involving family members. A residential move or change to your workspace is possible. Differences are resolved through discussion or emails. Take sensible precautions and all will be well. Tonight, an elderly relative might need your assistance. Born today, photographer Walker Evans, 1903, actress Lois Smith, 1930, quarterback Colin Kaepernick, 1987.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.